Well, it's designed to be entirely user-friendly. I mean, we have already a scheme, Beef Data and Genomics Project, which is driven by an endeavour to improve the genetic merit of the herd over the lifetime of the Rural Development Programme. And what that means is we're trying to get a more efficient suckler cow that produces a bigger weanling, that goes in calf on a regular basis, that ultimately is both carbon efficient and financially efficient. And one of the gaps in the data that the state has in terms of assisting that journey to a more genetically efficient cow is, what is the efficiency at weaning? What is the weight of the weanling relative to the weight of the suckler cow? And this scheme is specifically constructed to address that. So apart from putting 20 million euros into farmers' pockets, it will also give us invaluable data in terms of that weaning efficiency, and therefore the use of all of that data and data that the state already has through the Beef Data and Genomics Project will give farmers information based upon which they can make informed breeding decisions on their own herds. And that's really where the gain is in all of this.
And who can apply for the scheme at the moment? It's a pilot at the minute, I believe.
It's open to every suckler farmer in the country. You do not have to be, I emphasise, you do not have to be in the Beef Data and Genomics Project. It's open to every suckler farmer, and it's opening from today.
Now, you mentioned that the efficient weaning has benefits on the environment. How will this help our environment?
Well, what the ultimate objective is to have a suckler cow that's relatively small and financially efficient to run. In other words, not eating all around her, producing a big weanling, and therefore driving down the carbon intensity per kilo of beef produced. So the more efficient the animal, the suckler cow or the weanling, the better prospects for financial profitability and environmental gain also.